I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The war on terror seems to be shifting from Iraq to Afghanistan, and Christians have felt the brunt. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle recently returned from Afghanistan, where he spoke with their national director.
He's leading Muslims to Christ in Afghanistan right now. The numbers are quite large, and they're going into the villages and seeing people very open to the gospel of Christ.
They now need those who are mature enough to disciple. Doyle says the Christians in Iraq
never ask us to pray that persecution will stop, although we do, but they ask us to pray for more leaders. We need more quality leaders to help with the harvest.
Next, as hundreds of Ethiopians continue to be victimized by the global food crisis, WorldServe Ministries has partnered with several churches and missionaries to distribute food and necessary funding for the locals to continue with their ministries. Many of these church workers have large extended families and adopted children to care for and can't take care of their own basic needs. If you can help, go to our website. And many organizations have been kept on their toes as a result of that global food crisis, but Food for the Hungry is getting creative about it. Director of Artist Relations Jeff Miller explains why Food for the Hungry has been working alongside Christian recording artists to raise support.
Our purpose in doing so is to utilize their forums so that we can educate their concert audiences as to the needs around the world and give them the opportunity to respond.
Responses come mainly in the form of child sponsorships. Sarah Groves is the current artist on board, eager to do what she can to raise awareness about the children's plight. Go to our website if you can help make a difference for Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.